On a personal level, it's a massive honour. It's the highest honour that can be bestowed upon somebody in the county from a council point of view. And I am deeply humbled and indeed privileged that the councillors of Donegal have decided that I am fitting to be their Cathaoirleach for the coming year. And I look very much forward to the challenge. And personally, I'm very much appreciative of that. But I suppose whilst today is a personal day for me, into the future, it's more about the county and what can be delivered for the county. We're always saying that Donegal is under-resourced and doesn't get its fair share from Dublin. And I suppose the challenge for me as Cathaoirleach with all of the other councillors in the county is that we work in a united front to try to get more of a voice, firstly, at central government, and secondly, that we try to get more delivery for our county. And that's something that I will relish in the next year, something that I believe the councillors in Donegal will work towards, and something that I'll be very proud and happy to lead out on behalf of the people and the constituents right across the county.
Donegal can sometimes are often struggled to get resources from Dublin. The Glenties electoral area arguably can sometimes struggle to get resources from Lifford. As you say, you are the Cathaoirleach, you're here to chair, but would you be hoping maybe to use your influence to try and address what many would see as an inequity there?
Absolutely, and I suppose for my part, I have championed the fact that I was dissatisfied with the share of funding that has come to the Glenties Municipal District from Chrysler in the north right through to Ardragh in the south. It's a large, sparsely populated, but very picturesque and beautiful area of Donegal, and I will be fighting tooth and nail to ensure that we get our fair share and possibly a little bit more of funding. From a tourism point of view, I believe that what the Glenties Municipal District has to offer is absolutely massive. It can only benefit the rest of the county because people must traverse and travel through the rest of the county to get there. Equally, for the Glenties area and indeed for all of the county, I am of the opinion that the delivery of social housing in the county is not at where it should be, and I will be working with the executive of the council and with the other councillors to ensure that we up our game, something that I've been calling for quite a time. Now I find myself in a position that I may be in a prime position to do something about it, and I will be looking for more delivery of social housing in a quicker time frame and in a fashion that can meet the demands that are within the county.